This is boo. What? What? Yeah? What? You gonna talk some more? You talking? Are you hungry? Huh? Oh. This is boo number two. Don't run. Wait, I got your leash still. Chance, come. Come. I gotta take your leash off. Hold on. She's going, open the door. Yes, I know. I'm coming. I made her food up before we went downstairs, and she knows it. Hush. Wait for me for a second. Let me take this off, and then you can go get it. Yes, I know. It's not down anyway. Here. Pull your head out. Wait. Okay. Come on. No, don't run. She's like, but. Stay out of there. See, it's not on the floor yet. I don't want her to knock it off the sink. She's a pretty good little dog, though. My labs would have had that thing on the floor. Here we go. Come here, girly. Other side. That's a girl. Sit. And no, wait. Nose up. Good girl. Go ahead. Scarf here. You want the light? Who wants to eat in the dark? So this is my addendum to my previous boo. And I wasn't even going to record another one, except as I was pulling out my keys to open the door, she started talking and singing. And she's not usually a talker like that, but as she's getting older, she's starting to get more vocal. And you know what? She's 10 and a half. I do not care. Every day she works for me is a good day. She's close enough to retirement. You know what? If she wants to talk or sing, or she doesn't do it in public places, and she doesn't do it on the buses and stuff, so I don't care, you know? If that's how she wants to be, she's served me faithfully, and she's going to quit working. She's still really got a lot of energy, and she's happy, and she's, you know, no hip problems, no digestive trouble, but I think the cataracts, if nothing else, will force her to retire sooner than later. So I just figure, you know, this is like more of a vacation than anything. And I always kind of keep a cane with me just in case something goes on or she can't. I do that anyway because dogs get sick and stuff. So I think it's coming, and I'm fine with it. You know, she'll stay with me, and I'll just go back to not working a dog until she's gone, because I can't imagine giving her up. Geez. But, you know, she is 10 and a half, so I cut corners with her now, and I let her do things that I would never probably let a puppy get away with. You know, she saw my mom, and she's, she has to go jump on everybody and visit. And, you know, good Lord, a dog is a dog. I have a lot of people kind of, you know, snark at me sometimes, but as long as she understands the difference between, you know, now you're guiding and we're in the street or we're in traffic and you need to pay attention, and, you know, I figure once she's at home and her harness comes off, she can just be a dumb dog like any other dog. And she scarfed on that food already. So anyway, I'm going to take out the trash now. This is something I was going to do last night, but the door was locked. So I'll tell you, this is hilarious. So this building is 28 stories, and the top story is, like I said, it's mostly workout room, and the gym is up there, you know, and there's showers up there for the people that are going to use the pool and stuff. But it's a high-rise building, and my mom is kind of like sandwiched right in the middle. So the higher you go, of course, the better the view, which, you know, if I was buying in this building, you could give me something on the second or third floor. I don't give a shit about the view. But everybody else does. You know, it's very scenic, and you can look out the window, and you can see the skyline, Minneapolis skyline. There you go. Good girl. I'll come out. Somebody's thirsty. And anyway, so it's very scenic, and it's nice for people to be. You can see the river from the window on the side of the living room. Anyway, the building the building has all sorts of interesting people. Mostly they're professionals, you know. You gonna run around and go crazy? Huh? There she goes. We get 2 minutes of energy, and then she'll be done. What? You need something to chew on, don't you? Not me. Not me. Don't bite. Get your tail. There she goes, running down the hallway. Come on! Woo! don't throw over your bed. She loves to start running and pick up her bed and throw it. Don't throw your bed. Give me that. What? 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 Nope. No more running. I guess she wants another drink. Maybe I just broke it. Don't throw your bed. Don't do this. Don't do that. Anyway, so the building has a garbage, almost like a shaft of an elevator, has a chute. And they throw their trash down from inside the building. So it's in the hallway. You just go open the door and you drop your trash and there's a dumpster at the bottom. And you know that sick, twisted part of me, that juvenile part of me says, what would happen if you threw a bunch of glass down there? What would happen if some poor sad sap was moving the dumpster out and replacing it with an empty one, you know? Would you like hit him in the head, or how would that happen? So I found out last night when I went to take out the trash at 10 o'clock that they lock the door in the hallway on each hallway so that people can't, you know, throw stuff down there at midnight and wake up and disturb everybody, because it's loud. When you drop something 27 stories, it's loud. And, you know, I'm really juvenile. I love to take out the trash here. I just have this really twisted juvenile sense of humor. And last time I was here, I tried to drop a mic down there and get a recording. But because of the air shaft, you know, that's open at the bottom and the top, and then there's a door that's open, you know, behind me, so it creates a draft. And it really muffled the stereo effect. It was very anticlimactic, but I never had anything heavy to drop down there before. I really would love to go run up to the top floor and do it, but I don't quite have the the cojones to go in the elevator with my trash and have somebody say, what are you doing? So anyway, now that people are awake, I'm going to take out the trash. I have this bag of trash here that I wrapped up last night. And yes, I'm going. You can stay here. And I have some heavy stuff in here. So let's see. No, you wait. Wait here. So. Oh, shit. Okay. I'm going to do it. Because I'm childish. I'm almost 50 and I get off very childish juvenile things. Okay, here we go. So. Oh. It's still locked. Good Lord, how long does it have to be? Okay. Well, I guess I'll come back and do it later. This is a craptastic. I really wanted to record it. Well, I guess maybe I'll stop the boo. Maybe I'll keep checking. Make sure. Get in there. Get in there. Good girl. Yes, I know. Yes, I just walked out the door for 2 minutes. 2 minutes. Come here. Come here. What? Yes, yes, yes. No, don't jump. What did you say to you? I only went outside for a minute. Get down. That's enough. That's enough. How you got a pretty smile? You got a pretty smile. Your head smells like coconuts. She had a bath a couple days ago. She still smells like doggy shampoo. You're a pretty girl, yes you are. Here, look up, look up. Oh, gosh, you're heavy. So that's boring. But I'll have to do it in an hour. Good Lord, I don't know what the deal is. How late does it have to be? It's already after 7 almost, I think. I can't see the time. I guess I'll come back in a minute and do it. I really want to get a decent recording, even though it's very, very childish. Actually, about 1 hour later, so we'll try it again. Ha! It's open. There goes nothing. Whoa. Thanks for listening.